everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 heads, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
All right, well, welcome back. Feedlot country was pretty quiet today as packers completed the gathering of new show lists. Numbers appeared to be mixed, greater in the north but smaller in the south. Overall, though, the early month offering looks about steady with last week. Corn futures, though, significantly higher today, generally 10 to 12 cents higher, in fact, supported by heavy rainfall over the weekend plus flooding and spillover buying from wheat. Equities, though, generally firm today. The Dow Jones is up 15 points, NASDAQ positive by 40. In live cattle, although today's business here was on the choppy side, live issues were mostly lower today. Signs of buyers taking a break certainly seem understandable in the wake of last week's price surge. Yet the board's discount structure still seems extreme vis-a-vis the recent impressiveness of the recent feedlot trade. In feeder cattle, contracts were sharply lower, generally 167 to 245 in the red. Besides long liquidation and profit taking, feeders were being hammered by today's run-up in corn prices. However, in grains, attention was focused on the wheat markets, starting the week as snow, rain, and cold moved through the central plains. Over the weekend, with more rain in the forecast, corn prices were up about 5 cents late in the overnight session as they got a lift from the higher wheat markets despite more deliveries against the May contract. Forecasts also show more rain delays in planting in the Midwest before dry weather arrives later this week. Soybeans were higher, getting a boost from corn and wheat, plus the wet weather that has slowed planting in the Midwest. And finally, wheat prices led crops higher, with hard red winter wheat up the most as the snow, cold, and rain expected to hurt yields. News reports and social media accounts say 6 to 12 inches of snow fell in western Kansas over the weekend, closing roads, knocking out power, and flattening wheat. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.